Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on VBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I'm back. So many apologies for last week. I was doing my TED Talks in Cape May, New Jersey, exactly at the time I was supposed to be on air with you. Yes, thank you. It went great. I'll have it in about a month for y'all to watch. And we had an awesome taped show for you, and Blog Talk had a new, some kind of new system, and it didn't work, and we weren't on to check it. So Stephen and I both apologize to you greatly, and thank you for your lovely emails wanting to know if I was okay. You guys are the best. I have a lot to start here today, so I want to get into it because I'm really focused and holding the intention of breaking through, bringing in all the information and knowledge around self-healing. I know that it's possible. I've done it in several different areas with myself. And let's just come together and claim, okay, that we want now the highest information regarding self-healing so that we know exactly what to do to create the lives we want. Okay, so I want to read you three studies. Below are three astonishing experiments with DNA, which proves that DNA can heal itself according to the feelings of the individual. So I'm tying together for you why, when the channel says go into love, go into joy, go into excitement, go into happiness, go into compassion, any of those positive feelings, why scientifically that is so important for your health. Because it really does force us to accept the possibility that our DNA is communicating with energy. Actually, the first experiment was done by a quantum biologist. And basically, what he did was he took a lot of photons, not to get too scientific here, and then he paired them with some DNA, and then they took the DNA out, and the photons remained in the ordered lineup that occurred when the DNA had been put into the test vial. So that tells us that our DNA is affecting other energy out there and helping create to line it up. Experiment number two, and this blew my mind. This was done by the military, and they basically collected a lot of white blood cells for DNA from donors and placed them into chambers so that they could measure electrical changes. And the donor of the DNA was put in one room, and the DNA was put in another room. Okay, so separated. Both the donor and the DNA were monitored, and as the donor exhibited emotional peaks or valleys, from this stimulus that they were being shown, the DNA exhibited the identical responses at the same exact time. No lag time, no transmission time. So if you're sitting in a room and somebody's showing you happy pictures and then somebody's showing you catastrophic pictures and you're emotionally reacting to that, your DNA that's in another room reacts at exactly the same time. Exactly the same time. No transmission time. The DNA in the donor had the same identical responses. So obviously this means that living cells communicate through a previously unrecognized form of energy that's not affected by time and distance. That's why I can, you know, do sessions with you over the phone. I don't need to see you in person. Actually, sometimes it's even better. Only because I'm not thrown all the physical stuff that's going on. Okay, the third experiment was done by the Institute of Heart Math, which I'm a huge fan of. And basically, in this experiment, some human placenta DNA, which is the most pristine form of DNA available to us, was placed in a container, which they could measure the changes in DNA. 28 vials of DNA were given, one each, to 28 trained researchers. And those researchers had been trained how to generate and feel feelings with strong emotions. They discovered that the DNA changed its shape according to the feelings of the researchers. Now listen to this. When the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing and the strands unwound. The length of the DNA became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, or stress, the DNA responded by tightening up. It became shorter and switched off many of our DNA codes. If you've ever felt shut down by negative emotions, now you know why your body was equally shut down too. The shutdown of the DNA codes was reversed and the codes were switched back on again when feelings of love, joy, gratitude, and appreciation were felt by the researchers. Okay, so they took this experiment into patients with HIV. And they discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300,000 times the resistance they had without those feelings. Huh. I hope you're getting the enormity of this. So here's the answer to what can help you stay well, no matter what dreadful virus or bacteria may be floating around. Stay in feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. Wow, huh? Individuals trained in deep love were able to change the shape of their DNA. You know, we don't have some dummy channel here. We have a channel that's guiding us as we have directed to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. We can create, we are creating our lives, and we are creating our health and our money and everything else by the feelings we choose to feel. So, how much easier can that be, guys? It can't get any easier than that. We have the highest direction for healing and creating the lives we want, and yet we choose to go back into worry and stress. So the channel's directing me to ask why. Sheets, book, song, movie, we're going to a play, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to our monkey minds that feeling love and joy and happiness and compassion toward ourselves and others can keep our bodies well, can help create wellness from a sick body, can create more money for us. So let's come together today, whether you're listening to this now or later, and say, I direct my brain and my mind and all my energy to accept that it makes sense that love and joy and happiness and excitement creates my life the way I want it to be, creates all the desires of my heart. I accept this now, and so it is. This is so exciting to me because, you know, I don't doubt my channel at all, guys. I don't know that it's ever been wrong, ever. Sometimes we have to spend some time understanding the information in the highest way. So we got nothing to lose and everything to gain here. Let's start practicing feeling love and feeling joy and feeling happy all the time. Oh my gosh, what might we be able to create? All right, we're going to go to the callers. Evan in California, you're on. Yvonne or Evan?
Hi, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne, hi darling.
Hi. My question is about love. Do you see me getting into a new relationship with someone for love?
Okay, so Evan, I'm not a psychic. Yvonne, pardon me.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a psychic. I channel. But I can tell you, my beautiful lady, the question is, do you see you finding love?
Yes.
Do you think it's possible?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you're worthy of it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that other people think you're worthy of it?
Yes.
Okay, that one I get a no on. So let me explain to you, the creation of our lives, it depends a lot on how we see ourselves, how we see others, and how we see others seeing us. And it's the last one that's tripping you up a little bit, and I'm going right to your dad. So what was your relationship with your dad? Oh, well, she dropped. Well, that's too bad. See, guys, that's why I love this community. If you really want the highest answer and you want to know, you have to take responsibility for yourself. And you have to know the highest answer so that you can shift you. Stephen, if she calls and comes back on, please bring her on for me. Okay, we're going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Great to speak with you.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. Feels like it's been a minute. So, I just addressing your opening, I know that I'm definitely working on healing, but I think for me right now it's more the mental, emotional body than the physical. And
well, according to the studies that I wrote, it's all that.
Yeah, it's all connected.
So, in other words, what they were saying, Iris, is, is create and choose the feelings of love and joy and happiness, and then your DNA responds to that, and then your physicality will start shifting into healing.
Right. No, that makes sense to me.
Well, it makes total sense to me, yeah. So what's keeping you from doing that?
I guess top of my mind was last week's private sessions that aired, you know. You were talking to that woman about basically thinking like negative energy or having like beliefs that held her back about and it reminded me that when I was little, when I was growing up, my parents were like kind of overly protective in about like very tangible things in the physical world, like trying to shelter us from, you know, TV or, you know, anything quote unquote negative, but also energetically, like the sense that if we listen to the wrong kind of music, it would affect our energy. And
okay, so what did that tell you as a little girl?
I to be cautious and kind of like shut my energy down.
Yes, and it also taught you that you are not in control of you. Oh, be careful. If you hear the wrong song, you're going to hell. Jesus, who can live in a physical life like that? That's impossible.
Wasn't about hell. It was about more like negative energy would be able to affect your energy. You know,
and you don't think that's hell?
No. Good point.
Of course that's hell. That's hell in embodiment.
You bet. And I think that it's affected the way, I know that it's affected the way that I move through the world and process information and put myself out there.
Okay. So who's in charge of who's in charge of reparenting that little girl?
Me.
You bet. So you have to go in and work with her and tell her, look, this was bullshit. This is not a truth. You know, I can hear heavy rock music and go have a drink in a bar and still love and live in love and joy and happiness and keep my energy clean because I'm in charge of everything about that. I am the director of my energy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, subconsciously, that little girl is yelling to you all the time, oh, this is affecting you and that's affecting you. You better watch out here. And, you know, you might get sick if you take a plane ride because, you know, all those germs and everything. And I mean, my God, this world, physical world, is so focused on how you're going to get sick and all the ways we're going to get sick. Guys, do you understand that is literally hypnotic suggestions that you either are accepting or you are denying? And, okay, and that is the biggest thing I get right now that's holding you back from health, Iris.
It is like this subconscious belief that, that we just talked about. That it,
well, yeah, because that means there's a part of you that doesn't know that that doesn't have to happen. Part of you is being the good little girl and still minding mommy and daddy and believing this. Not going to work for you, okay?
Yeah. No, that sounds good. I don't think it was even conscious till I heard, you know, your conversation with that other woman. I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. Wow. I don't know.
Okay. So, guys, again, write down what you want and then go to your little child from age 6 or 7 back to conception and write down, this is what I was taught about this issue that I'm working on. This is what I was taught. This is what was modeled to me. Like part of my TED Talks, You know, a few years ago, I found myself going to the doctors quite a bit to check everything out and make sure everything was okay. And what did my mother model to me after my father's suicide? She started going to doctors all the time, around the same age, right? And so mm-hmm. my little girl's going, well, now it's time. Now it's time. You better start worrying. Now it's time. You better start checking it out. Okay? It's going to give you a lot of insight if I can just get you guys to sit down and do it. All right,
Dee,
Iris.
Can we watch your TED Talk? Will it be on
I will let you all know. I will let you all know. It takes about a month for them to okay it from the main office.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I will probably put it on the e-blast. And you're referring to, I believe, Stephen loaded the talk that we were supposed to have on the session. He went ahead and loaded it after the show. So y'all should go back and listen to it because it opens up a lot of stuff. Thanks, Iris.
Thank you, Dee. Love you.
You too, baby. All right, Kathleen and Reno, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
So, hello?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. I'm waiting for you.
Well, I've been doing this work with you and Jared and everybody for quite a long number of years, and I
realized that. Okay, so Kathleen, I get a no on that. You think you have? Yes. So I want to find right now what's dropping out for you that you're hearing and not doing, okay? Sheets, book. Give me a song, baby cakes.
Love.
Like in the Beatles, love, love, love. Okay.
Love,
all right.
Yeah, love.
Okay. So the first thing I'm hearing is you don't love yourself. And if we don't love ourselves, guys, we're fighting an uphill battle all the way. That's like our mothers saying when we were little, I want you to be friends with this person. And you go, but I don't like him. I don't want to play with him. That's what a lot of us are saying about ourselves subconsciously. Too fat, too thin, not smart enough. You know, don't make enough money. Judgment, 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 judgment. That is not self-love. And so the first place you have to start, Kathleen, is how can I love myself more today? Every day you get up, you go, my intention today is to love myself more today. How can I? Because that's where you're falling out, baby. So, go ahead.
So, I realized that I've been really stuck in depression for a number of years. So, I was really working at pumping up my happy thing, you know.
Yes.
And so a week and a half ago, my little dog started getting seizures out of the blue. I don't know why. 5 years old, just started seizuring. And then last night, he just seizured and died right in front of me.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. That's hard.
So I'm trying to understand how every time things have been going on lately, and I just keep trying to say, okay, it's just sloughing off. It's okay. But it's not okay. It's hurting.
It's not okay, Kathleen. And what you're doing, sweetheart, and your doggy really served you. Because, guys, that's what we're doing to ourselves. That's the stress that we're putting on ourselves through a lack of self-love. And we don't want to seizure ourselves to death with judgment. And it doesn't work, Kathleen, just to put a Band-Aid on it, sweet thing. It doesn't work to go, okay, well, I'm going to ignore this and I'm going to think positive. It doesn't work because subconsciously you're going bullshit to yourself. What works is to really find ways to see how special you are. Now, I'm going to your family. Your family didn't express to you how special you were, did they?
Well, my mom did, but then she would like to have a way of taking it away.
Yeah, well, that's what you... I know this is kind of hard, so bear with me. Don't hang up. That's what you're... That's a belief system that whenever I'm happy and I can feel love, it's going to be taken away from me, which your beloved dog, just out of love for you, was showing you so that you could realize that belief. That's the highest understanding in us. So what your little doggy wants you to know is that you've got to retrain that thought process to know that you can consistently and continuously create joy and love, and it always stays there for you because you're used to losing it, and your dad really, I'm getting, never gave it to you in the first place. Is that true?
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, my darling, first of all, the channel wants you to know you can do this. You cannot keep telling the stories of your mother and father.
I really didn't think I did.
And, well, we're talking subconsciously, baby, so it's conscious now. So you want to start saying, Kathleen, I love you so much that I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to stay in love for myself. And know that it consistently stays there in my life. Because the depression... What I'm getting, Kathleen, the energetic background, I'm not a doctor, guys, but energetically what I'm getting, the depression, is about this belief that even if you get happy, it's going to all be taken away, so what the hell use is it anyway? And that would make any of us depressed, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on medication with a doctor for your depression?
No, I don't do doctors.
Well, okay, again, I'm not a doctor, but, and the channel rarely does this, but they're suggesting it might help you until you really get on top of being able to do this with just your energy. It might help you to, even if it's a natural or homeopathic thing, to help even you out and balance you out a little bit. And that will help you then be stronger in working with the direction of your thoughts and making you, helping you be a little stronger in the choice of where you put your attention. Because guys, I'm going to say it again, where your attention is what you create. All right, sweetheart, please keep calling in. We'll keep supporting you. This is a beautiful, beautiful community that is amazingly strong.
I've been with you on and off for the years.
Okay. You can do this. Do you understand what to do? Are you clear?
I'm just going to keep doing, yeah, keep doing happy thoughts. And
yeah, but it's specifically about loving yourself enough to know that goodness can stay with you all the days of your life. All right, sweetheart. Love you.
Thanks. Love you too.
Nancy Tulsa, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I think you answered a lot of my questions, but I am just going to throw something out there. I started a new job, and all I can describe is the energy is weird. There.
Well, I get a yes in that. It's your energy mixing with their energy that's the weirdness.
Okay.
Okay. So the channel wants you to know and be aware of the fact that you're there to serve.
Okay.
You're also there to receive, but you're kind of there to hold the balance. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, let's get specific about what sheets. Can you give me a song, please? Any song?
Still Standing.
Okay. So you're coming in. This is a true, yeah. You're coming in with the excitement and joy of being in a new job. What can I create? Okay. Most of the people there are going, oh, my God, I'm still standing. Jesus, I've got to get through this day.
Mm.
And so you walk in with this bouncy, positive, oh, my gosh, this is a new chapter in my life energy. And they're, well, kind of jealous. They don't know it. But it's like, God, I wish I could feel like that. Right? But,
wow.
But they've been in and out and in and out and marching. And in, you know, it's like, oh, here's another day in the doldrums.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So the channel is saying don't bring yourself down. Just be aware of the fact that you're there to help hold the balance for everybody. And with no expectations, show them how great a day at work can be.
I'll try.
No. You're having a great day does not depend on them, woman.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Be clear that you're going in to have a really great day and to uplift the energy of the day. And and to really, hold on, I'm waiting for the words, meld happily with all energy in the office.
Okay, that's hard, yeah, because I feel like I'm playing.
Okay, let's
too.
Start
okay.
Saying that's easy, Nancy.
Okay, you're right. That's
see, because every
okay.
time you say it's hard, you're just putting up a big old barrier
see,
for
I keep
yourself.
Forgetting, I keep forgetting. And you know what, it's so funny because you've already told us this earlier in the show. I'm like, oh, you're talking just to me, you know, with talking to everybody else. And then I get on and I'm like, oh, I forget.
Well, then I would start saying, I remember.
Okay. Okay. That's
direct
a good point.
Yourself.
I remember.
To do what you want, guys. I'm clear. I know.
I'm clear. I remember.
You know, I had to go take my driving test yesterday, and I was all getting worked up and getting anxious and going into that worry place, and I said, okay, because I'd already prepared for the show today, I said, I can feel my DNA shortening right now, and that made me laugh, and I said, I'm turning it over. I've done my job. I studied, right? I've put in the work. I did my part, and now I'm turning it over. So all energy, you come in and support me and give me the answers because I know.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Yes,
happy
I know.
To let everybody know I passed. All right, sweetheart.
Yay.
You know what to do.
You're the best. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
And Miss Paula in San Francisco, what's up?
Oh, this is great. I mean, this is so perfect.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure, check in with the channel, because I want to be in this place of, you know, in living, you know, from my heart, and because I'm applying for this other job, you know, it's really same place, but I just want to, you know, I have it all in my head, but I can't convey it.
Okay, I can convey it just from what you've said. I'm
okay.
Worried I'm not going to get this other position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I want to, I put it out in the universe and I say, this is like you did with your test. You know, I prepared, I am, you know, the best I can, and it's out there, and trust the universe, and it's going to be delivered to me.
Yeah. And then can you feel the love and excitement instead of the anxiety? Because the anxiety
yes.
is not going to help create it, Paula.
That's
right. What they're
That's right.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hold on. They want to give you, we're going to a core belief. Hold on a minute. This page here. Okay. God is not going to betray you, Paula.
Mm.
So here's the message for all of us. If we stay in love and harmony, acceptance, compassion, we don't betray ourselves. And if we do not betray ourselves, God cannot betray us because we are God.
Right.
Did you follow that? Okay.
Yes. And I
okay.
feel it. It's like, yeah, because I feel like we're all in this paradigm shift right now that, like, for thousands of years we've been living like our egos have been like in the captain's seat. You know, and it's all about survival and, you know, fight or flight. And now we're shifting, moving like we are now in the captain's seat and living from our heart and no more ego, you know, in that way, no more shadow ego. And, yeah, and just having that where the partnership
yes.
with the universe.
Yes. And the universe will come forward for you guys. But the belief system is that it won't, because
yep.
you didn't know before that the universe responds to your lead.
Right.
So you haven't been there for you. And then you've been blaming the universe for not being there for you. The universe cannot be there for you. Your DNA cannot be there for you unless you choose the positive of what you want, so the universe and your DNA can match it.
Yeah.
You got it, guys? Please get the. Well, I am determined that this community starts making breakthroughs in physical healing. And they're quick to add, that means financial breakthroughs, success breakthroughs, relationship breakthroughs. It's being happy and being in love and being excited about life creates everything.
Yeah.
So we can choose that no matter what. No matter what life's giving to us, we can choose happy if we're consciously doing it. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So go get
Thank
the job,
you.
Paula.
Yes,
feel
I, I'll
feel
let
into
you
the, you better. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Kirk. Hi, baby. What's up? Oh, wait. I didn't get you on. There you are.
Hi there.
Hi, darling.
Oh, congratulations on the TED Talk.
Thank you. Yeah, it was one of the grandest days of my youth, as you'll read in the e-blast.
Oh, just returned from an absolutely spectacular paint out in Cape Ann. And,
oh, lovely.
Oh, made a lot of people happy. Sold some paintings, won some awards.
Oh, great, Kirk.
And they take a vote amongst the artists, and I got the Art Spirit Award.
I bet you did, honey. I bet you did. And listen, if anybody's out there planning a wedding or a special event, you know, Kirk came out and painted my daughter's wedding. It was literally the highlight of the night. So I don't usually do little commercials, but that just kind of came out because it was she's moving again, and we just, you know, brought the painting out, and it was just so beautiful, Kirk. Not only the painting, but your energy and spirit that you brought into the night. I mean, so many people commented on it, and that I don't know why the channel wants to know: are you still acting? What's going on with your acting?
Oh, it's been busy with the art, so I haven't focused on it as much. They just finished editing the credits for a pilot that I'm in. It's either going to be a movie or a pilot for one of the major cable networks.
Oh, awesome. You didn't tell me about that.
It's an actor that I coached on Perspective for a number of years ended up writing his own script, and he'd written a part for an A-list actor who was a friend of his, and they weren't available, and his wife said, "Get Kirk," you know?
Awesome.
And I came in, shot my scenes in one day, and he said, so far, every time they show it to somebody, I'm like really the main draw, and they're expanding.
Well, okay, so Kirk... this is great. I love this. This is coming straight from the channel. Can you see yourself as your own greatest painting? Do you get that?
Not only do I get it, but I was featured on the inside back page of the current issue of Fine Art Connoisseur, and it is a painting of me painting a painting, and I took the inspiration from that, from my acting learning from you and Sally and Brad, and it was, okay, what's the moment? I said, I'm sitting here with all this energy saying, what's the paint? And they said, well, maybe that's the moment.
Yeah,
and,
and those moments, Kirk, are the same in acting. Yeah. So what the channel wants you to know is basically you've separated the two things, but creation is creation is creation. So trust and love yourself as much in the acting as you do in the painting. Because when you do a project as an actor, you are painting. You are painting an experience. Just like when you're painting, you're painting. It's beautiful. I mean, they were screaming at me, what about his acting? What about his acting?
Well, it's been on my – that is my next question is, what's my next step in that direction?
And the answer is whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want it to be. But you haven't decided that. You haven't committed to that. And there's also a little piece in there, Kirk, and it's really an excuse to keep you safe. Well, I can't do it all. I'm so busy with my painting, I can't do it all. But that's not true.
Yeah.
Not true. We can all do it all. And sometimes we cannot work out time-wise doing it all, but that doesn't mean we can't do it all. So, for example, which, by the way, I'm going to be in New York the 1st of November. Can't remember the exact dates. But I have a big convention in Toronto. Oh, yes. Write me if you're in Toronto, guys, because I'm going to try and get a small group together while I'm there. And then the next weekend I have to go to Scotland. So in between, I'm going to take Gabrielle with me, and we're going to do 4 days in New York going to plays and stuff for her birthday, right? So they called me for this independent film, and it was originally October 30th. I thought, oh my God, this is so perfect. Falls right in there. And then they called back and said, oh, the date's changed, and it's the week I'm in New York with Gabrielle, and we've already paid for all these tickets and everything. So, guys, that's not the universe taking it away from me. That's the universe going, you see how good a creator you are? You created this. Stuff's still happening, and you get to choose. Well, I chose New York. I thought there'll be another film. I'll create another one. There'll be another beautiful thing come through. But this time with my daughter, this is more important to me. So it was my choice. But, you know, 10 years ago, I would have gone, well, why can't everything work out? And, you know, I would have looked at it from a negative perspective instead of, oh, gosh, Dee, this is your choice. You understand?
Yes.
So throw it all out there, Kirk, and then you can make the choice about which one you're called to do at the time. Nothing else. Not getting anything else.
I've had your words echoing in my head as I start to flesh out the details. And the main thing is I want it to land in my lap as a result of the work I've already done. And still take steps forward.
The first thing I heard, Kirk, is it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
How it works is we get out and do the work, and we ask the universe to bring us whatever we want at the same time. Now, I had to work and send stuff out and write out my speech. I had to do a lot of work to book this TED Talks. And then I had to do a lot of work to create my speech and hone it and memorize it, okay? So because I was willing to do all that, the universe answered. And sometimes I just get an offer to do stuff because the universe knows I do the work. Do you understand?
I think I just got a really big hit of,
yep.
I am doing the work. It's not that I'm not doing the work. It's if I marry what I'm doing with my art, with my acting, I am moving it all forward. This is the role, and they intertwine.
Absolutely. They're all a part of the creation of you. Do you think they're, I mean, my schedule this year is so freaking crazy. And somebody said to me, well, you should just stop doing the healing part. And I went, are you freaking kidding me? There's no way. It's a part of who I am. I could not stop doing this. So work it out. And most of the time, things work out perfectly.
Wow.
Some of the times there's some glitches, but I'm not going to go to the negative and go, well, see, I shouldn't be doing it all. That's old stuff. That's our old stuff, guys. You go out and do everything that makes you happy. And then stuff happens. All right, darling. Oh, got to take one more call. I love you.
Love you, too. Love, love.
All you need is love. Woo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right, I'm going to Marlon in North Carolina. Hello, are you there? Unmute yourself if you're muted, Marlon. Oh, dear, I hate it when nobody's there and I have to move on. Wah! Okay, got to move on. Emily in California, hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
What a thrill. So the topic of physical healing, we've had this situation, or I have with my foot, where it, you know, miraculously healed almost all the way after we balanced something on a call. There's this little bit that's left.
Okay, you're way too focused on the little bit. You're too focused on it. Hold on, there's higher words. Hold on, sheets, book. Got it, song day. Give me a song.
Happy birthday.
Okay. So, can you go into the state of hallelujah, it's fixed, it's done. Hallelujah, it's all healed. Woohoo! Can you go into that instead of focusing so much on getting there? That's where we get tripped up, guys. See, most of you are trying to make money by worrying about money. Or getting well by focusing on the sickness. That's not what I read to you at the beginning of the show. What I read to you was choose to go into the state of happiness and joy and excitement, and then your DNA responds. And now they're showing me the tapping. So even though there's this little part of my toe that's still not well, I still totally love me and appreciate me.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess they're for those of you that practice that, they're trying to show you how that's similar to what the channel brought in for us at the beginning of the show. Hold on. Is there anything else physically, mentally? Anything else in any subject? No. That's the highest understanding I've got about it right now, Emily. Have you seen a doctor?
No.
Well, why not?
It didn't feel like it needed it. It felt like something that I could allow.
And create yourself.
And create myself, yes.
Yes, and, but you said, you didn't say I'm creating health and wellness by myself. You said I'm creating fixing this.
Right, I get that.
Okay.
I also, the latest thing I got is that it's about allowing myself to receive. So I want to know if everything is balanced around that.
Well, it's more importantly, it's allowing yourself to receive love for yourself.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now they're even tweaking that to create and receive love for yourself.
Yeah,
so
let's
come together, guys, all of us, and say in this moment right now and consistently for the rest of my life, I allow myself to know that I create and accept love for myself. Because, you know, if the channel is saying live in the state of love, and we don't love ourselves, it's an uphill battle, guys. Right?
I've also, and I've got a quick celebration.
Good.
Do we have time?
Quickly.
Yeah, so, about going to Korea. We worked on that. You know, my daughter not wanting to go, me feeling called to go. And I just want to say it's been a very intense couple of weeks, allowing everyone to have their feelings, allowing things to come forward. It's all resolved as of Friday. Everyone feels at peace about it. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
I'm sending in my applications to go.
Awesome. And you created that, you see.
Yes.
You created it by saying, I want to do this. I'm committing to do this. How can I do this? And keep harmony with everybody.
Yes.
And you created
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So you can create your toe.
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye, darling.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, my God. What a great, interesting, fabulous show. I can't believe it's time already, but it is. Let's say it together. I love me, and I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.